In the last years, suicides related to social media has increased in a 40%. The use of filters or stereotypes has made that people, usually teenagers, end up comparing themselves or feeling bad about good-looking images they see in the media. This can make people become obsessed with perfect bodies that usually don't exist, and most of the times are edited, so they can look as perfect as we see them. It's difficult sometimes to know what to believe in and not, especially because social media is something relatively new and we don't give it the right use it was created for. For that reason, in today's radio program, we want to ask you a question. How much time a day do you see Instagram, TikTok, or any other social media you usually use? And do you see and care about what other people publish? So for today's program, we decide to interview some MBS students to answer our questions.
So first, we're going to interview Nicolas Carmona from 10th grade. He's going to tell us his uses and answer our questions of social media.
The social media that I use the most is Instagram. And eventually, I don't post anything in my social media, but I like to see reels about football and entertainment.
Now, we're here with Maria Victoria Ramos from 10th grade. And now she's going to tell us her opinion and her uses of social media.
The app I use the most is Instagram, and I spend about like maybe 1 hour or 2 hours, depending on the day, on Instagram, just scrolling through Instagram reels. But I usually don't upload anything to Instagram unless I'm with my friends.
I'm here with Sebastian Merchant from 11th grade, and now he's going to tell us his uses of social media.
No, I barely use social media. I still post pictures every once in a while, but yeah.
Valeria Gomez from 10th grade, can you tell us your main uses of social media? How much time do you spend on it and your favorite app?
So I use a lot of social media. I think like they make part of my daily life. I usually use a lot TikTok. I tend to spend at least 10 hours per day in TikTok. And well, it is my favorite app. I tend to just watch videos and send them to my friends, and it is a really fun way to connect with others.
Well, in today's program we have learned about a lot of things, but what we can conclude about this information? Well, we can say that most of the users of social media are afraid of critics and opinions of other users about what they publish, making social media an unhealthy environment for the users, making them fear about the hate they can receive by publishing things they like. We will remind to our audience that social media is a place where you can be yourself, without being disrespected because of your taste. That is the use that social media should have. It shouldn't be a place where people are scared about the hate they can receive. Finally, tilt and help people to stop making about the use of social media. Have a great day and a great weekend. We wish you in our next program. Bye bye.